Well, here we are again for our weekly audio boo. It's a bit like the presidential fireside speech or address to the nation, isn't it? And Dr. Strange of the producer is with me once again. Hello there.
Hello, hey up.
He's getting more northern by the day.
That'd be right.
It's black over Bill's brothers and I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Here's tuppence, go and drink yourself happy. Right. The questions that have come in from people this week, what are they?
There's been lots of them. I picked these three at random, so they've all been by text. First one is from, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, first one's from Big Malk. When are you going to get your mop cut?
Well, I did this week. I know you can't tell, but you have yours. In fact, I rang you over the weekend and you were in the hairdressers under the dryer. But, yeah, I have had it cut. I've had it neatened up. So it may not look that different, but it actually has been cut.
I think possibly means when you're going to get an actual man's haircut and have it short.
a man's haircut. We're going to get to that man up thing again, aren't we? Look, this is pure Robert Plant. You wouldn't go to Robert Plant and say, man up, Robert, you look like a big girl. That sort of thing happened in the 70s, not now.
Right, next question. Speaking of manning up, this is from Mick. Can I enter the canteen wearing men's clothing, a baseball cap and non-kinky work boots?
Well, I think probably, judging by the people who've been in the canteen lately, you'll be the only one in there, so you may feel a bit lonely.
Isn't that the point? At least it will actually be unique.
Yes, it would be. That's the whole idea behind the 4:15 one-off canteen. Mick, we welcome you any time.
And final question from Merv. Why don't you let the Dark Lady do the show with you?
Well, a number of reasons. One, of course, is that she has a job of her own, so there also needs to be asleep. Though she does wake up for the show, actually, and sends me a couple of texts during the programme, which is very nice of her. And also, working with your partner is a sure recipe for disaster, I think, probably. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't, but I'm just thinking you could be the Richard and Judy of the Dark Hours.
There's Richard and Judy already. I think we'll leave them to that. I haven't discussed it with her, but I think probably it'll be our secret.
All right.
So there we are. And we'll be back with some more questions for you next week. Keep them coming in, by the way, and we'll try and answer some of them.
Bye.